I've had enough. I'm tired of asking for help and nobody in this family helps me. Ugh, you make me so angry. How many times do I have to ask you to help me to take the garbage out on Thursday nights? Now, of course, it's too late. The truck has gone past and we've missed it. Thank you for not helping me.
Hello, welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Tammy, and we've just heard someone who sounds really angry. Do you sometimes feel angry? I know I do. I think we all do at one time or another. What about you, Carol?
Of course I've been angry. It's only natural sometimes when we get frustrated about something. Hello, it's good to be with you again today. I can understand completely why Tito was sounding so angry, can you? The garbage truck had gone, and now it was going to be a whole week before the garbage would be collected again. And by then, the can would be overflowing and so smelly.
Welcome, Tita. It's good to have you back with us again. I believe you've come today to talk to us about anger.
Yes. Have you ever shouted at someone or said things out of anger and frustration? Well, I have a confession to make. I said those words to my family this morning. But to be honest, I've said the same thing over and over many times in the past. And still, nobody helps with the garbage. Ugh. Having to always ask them to do this is... Oh, it makes me so angry, I could scream. But... I'm sure you know, as I do, that screaming in anger does not really make any difference. So what else could I do? Maybe if I started throwing things around, or if I stopped talking to them, they'd realize that made me angry. Or maybe I should stop cooking for them, or even better, when they ask me to do something for them, I won't do it. That will teach them a lesson.
Well, Tita, I doubt that you would really do those things, because we all know that really wouldn't help, would it?
Well, no. I'm happy to tell you that I would not do any of those things. I've learned through the almost 50 years of my life that anger is a natural human emotion. It can be very powerful. And what we do or do not do when we're angry is very important.
That's so true, Tita. I know my daughter had to deal with anger just yesterday. Now, she's given me permission to talk about her, so she's not going to be angry with me. She had to deal with a mechanic yesterday and a vehicle problem. And by the end of the situation, the mechanic was trying to calm her down. "Don't be upset, Miss Rachel." And her response to him was quite humorous. "No, I'm not upset," she said. "Upset goes home and cries. I'm angry. And angry goes out and buys a new car."
That's great. Tita, tell us a little bit more about your anger.
Okay. I'm one of three sisters, with a brother 10 years younger. So growing up, I related mostly to my sisters. Now, I'm the middle one.
Oh, I see. Not the oldest who's meant to be responsible, or the youngest who can do anything without getting in trouble.
But the middle one. And I can understand that because I was in the middle too. And it's sometimes a hard place to be in the family.
Yes, it is. If we had an argument, the other two would immediately gang up together and support each other. And I was left on my own to defend myself. Often, I really felt like they were being unfair, so I would get very, very angry and shout and say nasty things to them. To get my revenge on them, I would not allow them to borrow something of mine. But I struggled because I had a very strong temper and I found it hard to control it. I wonder if you know how I felt. It's not easy when you have a strong temper, is it?
No, it's definitely not. I recall all too well that the one response I always had as a teenager to times when I was angry was to go to my room and slam the door.
Here on Women of Hope today, we're talking about anger. Tita has just been telling us how, as the middle of three sisters, she struggled with her temper when she was young.
As I grew older, I wanted to be better behaved, so I would promise myself that the next time I felt angry, I would keep quiet. I would not shout back or say anything nasty. I managed to control myself sometimes, but often, before I even thought about it, I had already exploded and said or done something unkind, which, of course, only made my sisters want to fight more. And, well, of course, this behavior earned me a nickname in the family. They began to call me the Grouch, or Grumpy, which made me even angrier. I just could not win. I really hated this, and I wanted to not respond in anger. But although I tried, I failed most of the time, and every time I exploded in anger, I would then feel guilty and ashamed of myself. Have you ever struggled with anger? Do you ever express anger and afterwards feel guilty? Well, as I said, I've learned many lessons through the journey of my life, and I'm sure you have too. But one of the most valuable ones is that if we don't learn to control anger will control us. And anger out of control can cause a lot of damage.
Tita, what you just said is really important, and I think I'm going to say it again. If we don't learn to control our anger will control us. And anger out of control can cause a lot of damage.
Imagine a wooden plank. I want you to imagine that you have a bunch of nails in one hand and a hammer in the other. Every time you do something in anger, it is as if you have taken a nail and you hammered it into the wood. And every time we get out of control and angry, we hammer one more nail into the wood. Perhaps now you might be thinking, what does she mean? I don't hammer a nail into wood every time I get angry. No. This is a picture to help us understand what I'm about to say. Just imagine now going to the person that you hurt with your anger and asking them to forgive you because you recognize that you were wrong. It is as if you were removing one of those nails. Can you see the picture? In your mind, you have taken out a nail. But you see the wood? This is actually a hole where the nail was. That's what happens when our anger is out of control. We can go back and apologize, but we have already caused damage to the other person.
That's a very good picture, Tita. It really helps us to understand that when we become angry and say something that's hurtful, it's just as if they are the plank and we are hammering holes in their heart. And when we say we're sorry, we may remove the nail, but the hole is still there. They've been hurt by our words or our behavior. We can't take back what we said or did, even if we say, I'm sorry.
That's just right, Carol. This illustration has been very powerful in my life. Now that I understand what anger can do when I don't control it, I don't want to cause damage and hurt to other people. When I came to realize this, I felt even more guilty. How many holes had I hammered into people's hearts? Could I ever do something to repair the damage or the hurt that I had already caused?
You're with us on Women of Hope. Tita just asked a very important question. Could I ever do something to repair the damage or hurt I'd caused to another person when I acted in anger against them?
The picture of the nails and the wood really stuck in my mind. I did not want to keep hurting people through my uncontrolled anger, so I tried even harder not to let anger control me. Well, sometimes I would succeed, but sadly, many times I would still get angry and act badly towards others. So I really began feeling defeated and like a failure. But sometime later, I learned about God's love for me and how Jesus gave his life for me. I became a believer in Jesus. I began to read God's Word, the Bible, so that I could learn a bit more about him. And one day when I was reading my Bible, I read this. No matter which way I turn, I can't make myself do right. I want to, but I can't. When I want to do good, I don't. And when I try not to do wrong, I do it anyway. Wow, I thought, who is this person writing this? How does he know me? He's talking about me. That's exactly how I feel. I went to talk to a close friend who had been a believer for a long time. And she explained to me that the person who had written this was a man called Paul. He actually had been a follower of Jesus, and he was writing this because all of us human beings battle with the same problem. She also showed me another part of God's word that said, but if I am doing what I don't want to do, I'm not really the one doing it. The sin within me is doing it. Tita, my friend said, what you are experiencing is normal to all people. All of us have a human nature that likes to do things our own way. But often our human ways are really not pleasing to God. And this is what is called sin. You are struggling with anger because your human nature wants to respond in ways that make you feel good. By the way, let me just stop here for a moment and ask you something. Have you ever been angry with somebody and you felt good when you shouted at them? Well, sometimes I felt bad, but sometimes I actually felt good. I felt that I was right and the other person deserved to be shouted at. And at the time, it felt good, really good. But you know, I don't feel good anymore, I said to her. Now when I lose my temper, I feel terrible. I try to do what's right and I fail. And so then I end up feeling guilty and horrible. My friend gave me a very good answer. She said, that's because now that you are a follower of Jesus, the Spirit of God lives in you. He is in you to help you. The good news is that you don't have to continue feeling bad. The Holy Spirit is showing you that this behavior is not good or pleasing to God. He doesn't want you to feel guilt, but he wants you to be aware that you've done something wrong. Then my friend told me very gently what I needed to do. She said, once you realize that you've hurt somebody, talk to God about it. Tell him that you're sorry and then go to the person that you hurt. Tell them that you're sorry too and ask for their forgiveness. And Tita, there's more good news, she said. Now that God's Spirit is part of your life, he gives you his own power in your spirit to say no to wrong behavior. But beware, this is actually not a magic trick. You now have God's power to help you to live right, but you still have to choose to use that power to control your emotions at the exact moment when you feel that anger is building up in you. So are you telling me that if I choose to behave differently, no matter how hard it may be, I can do it? I asked her. That's right, she said. Wow, that is incredible. I feel better already knowing this. I'll try to remember this next time. Well, Tita, the news gets better. Now that you're a follower of Jesus, God's Holy Spirit in you will remind you that you can do this, but you still have to choose to listen. He will speak to you through that little soft voice of your conscience. And you know something? This was exactly what began to happen. From then on, when I felt myself becoming angry, that little voice of my conscience would tell me that I was about to say or do something nasty. This helped me to stop immediately. And then ideas began coming into my head to tell me what to do instead of showing my anger. For example, if I took a deep breath, this gave me time to think before saying something I would immediately regret. Other times, I felt that the best thing was to just move away physically from the person or the situation. Later, if I needed to deal with that problem, I could do it in a calm way. Well, as I began obeying this little voice within me, doing these things became easier. And you know, it was amazing. I began to feel some compassion for the other person. When they did something to upset me, I would think, well, perhaps she's having a bad day, or perhaps someone upset him and that's why he's treating me this way. It was so good to understand that others may hurt you because they are also hurting. They may not mean to hurt you or upset you, but they do. These changes in me had a very positive effect in my life. I felt now that I had the power to control my emotions. It felt so good to hear my family say, "What's going on? You seem to be acting so differently. You don't shout like you used to." That was the best of all, knowing that the change in me was noticeable and good for all my relationships. Oh, that it was totally amazing. But wait a minute. Remember the picture of the wood and the nails? Once my anger has hurt somebody, it is as if I've made a hole in that person's life, in our relationship. And then even if I take the nail out, there's still a hole in there. Well, my good friend told me some even better news. Did you know that this is a product that will fill up holes in wood? You will then see a little mark where the hole was, but no more hole. She continued saying, "God loves us so much and has the power to heal the damage that we cause when our anger is out of control. The relationship might never be quite the same as before. There may be a kind of a scar as a reminder of the wound, but healing can happen with God's help." And then she warned me, "Let me just be very clear. God can heal the damage that we may cause, but this does not mean that we have permission to act in anger. We must allow the Spirit of God to guide us and give us power to live as He would want us to live." Dear friend, I used to struggle with my anger getting out of control, but I have learned that I can control it because I have God's power at work in me. And as Paul said in God's Word, I can do everything with the help of Christ who gives me the strength I need.
We want to thank Tita for sharing with us today about how God helped her to face her anger with the power of His Holy Spirit in her life.
Let's think about some of the things Tita has told us. Her friend was very wise when she said that Tita's experience is normal for all people. Our human nature leads us to do things that are not pleasing to God. This is called sin. We all make mistakes and hurt other people, don't we?
But it's what we do after we've hurt them that really matters. We should not just say, "Oh, well, we all hurt people," and then do nothing about it, should we? Remember the hole that we've just hammered into their heart? We need to go and tell them that we're sorry and ask them to forgive us. And we need to ask God to forgive us, too.
Tita learned about God's love for her and how Jesus died to take away her sin. Her friend told her that now that she's a follower of Jesus, the Spirit of God lives in her and is there to help her.
Friend, you can know the true God and His love too. He's waiting for you to come to Him, to ask Him to forgive you for your sin, that wrong behavior in your life. And His Holy Spirit will come and live in you and give you His own power in your spirit to say no to wrong behavior.
Isn't that great news? If you want to know more about it, please contact us at Women of Hope. The address, hannah@twr.org. That's hannah@twr.org. And don't forget, you can visit our website at projecthannah.org. That's projecthannah.org. We would love to hear from you.
Let's share a letter today from a listener who also found Jesus. This is what she said. "I'm a listener to your program. I thank God for using His Word to change my life and my husband's as well. You know, one day by chance, I stopped by my friend's house. I listened to Women of Hope with her, and I found it so interesting, I asked her about the person named Jesus. And when she told me the good news about Him, I agreed to accept Him in my heart as the Savior. Thank God for accepting me as His child. Another thing is that He has healed my illness, and with prayers from others, My body has experienced the wonderful healing from God, and I thank Him so much.
Thanks, Carol. It always warms my heart to hear of other people becoming followers of Jesus, too.
It's time for us to say goodbye now. Until next time, God bless you and fill you with His power in your life.